A quiet factor is playing a big role in the U.S. grain market. Gary Niemeyer is a former president of the National Corn Growers Association, and he tells AgriPulse that the infrastructure that gets grain to market plays a huge role in what the producer can collect for their crop. However, he thinks for many, it's an out-of-sight, out-of-mind issue.
It's not because they're unaware, it's just because it doesn't affect them. But let's just go really quickly. The amount of corn that's used in this country is fed to livestock, the biggest percentage, over 50%. Next comes ethanol, and for production, it takes about around 30% is actual, you know, ethanol production, and DDGS, which is another exportable product. Then comes exports, and that's probably 18 to 20%, something like that. But I guarantee you, that 18 to 20% of exports is what really makes our market click.
Niemeyer was part of a group on Tuesday that toured the Melvin Price Locks and Dam north of St. Louis on the Mississippi River. Many of the nation's locks and dams are still in use about 30 years after their projected lifespan, leaving the nation's freight movement reliant upon a system that could be costly in the event of a breakdown.
One of the questions I asked earlier, if one of these locks went down, if the gate went down, and not all locks are the same size, how long would it take to get a new lock gate in place? And they mentioned something to the tune of a year to a year and a half. When we had a great big Katrina event and it shut the lock system down, it was ironic that almost immediately the basis of corn widened out 8 cents a bushel, not only for people on the river, but everybody throughout the whole Midwest. Does that affect me as a farmer? You bet it does. Right now, with the low price of grain, I don't need another 8 cent basis deterioration.
Some progress has recently been made on Capitol Hill in regards to waterways infrastructure, and Niemeyer pointed out that both major party presidential candidates have pointed to the need for infrastructure improvements. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.